Hi everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Sam.
So Sam, what does summer mean to you?
Okay, when I think about summer, I think of the swimming pool.
Yeah, right.
The beaches.
Absolutely.
And parties.
Okay, cool.
Maybe, and of course, air conditioning.
Yeah, you probably need it here, yes.
And what about you, Pat? What do you think of when someone says summer?
Rain.
Okay.
But I am from the UK. Our summers aren't great, but they do seem to be getting longer and hotter.
Yeah.
I think of playing lots of football, okay. Soccer, listening to cricket, one of our sports, on the radio, having barbecues outside. Oh, and ice cream.
Oh, yeah. How could I forget ice cream?
Right? Of course, ice cream isn't just for summer, but there's something about a hot day that just makes you want to get an ice cream from a shop. In summer in the UK, ice cream vans drive around neighborhoods and sell ice cream to kids.
You can get them from convenience stores here, so you never have to wait.
Yeah, true. But the ice cream from a 7-Eleven, it's good, but it's not great.
Okay.
What you really need is some gelato.
Gelato? Really? What's that?
Well, let's find out by reading through today's article.
Reading. Treat yourself to some gelato. On a hot day, there's nothing better than some tasty ice cream to cool you down. Unless, of course, you have some gelato. Gelato is ice cream made in the Italian style. The two desserts are not one and the same, though. For one thing, ice cream is made with more cream. Gelato, on the other hand, uses more milk. Thus, ice cream is higher in fat compared to gelato, containing 10 to 14% fat, to gelato's 4 to 8%. However, gelato contains more sugar. Another difference is how they are made. Ice cream is churned faster and harder than gelato. This introduces more air into ice cream, making it fluffier. Gelato, meanwhile, is thicker and has a richer taste. Popular flavors include chocolate, fruit, and nut. Luckily, you don't have to travel all the way to Italy to try this delicious dessert. There are many places that serve gelato in Taiwan, including the excellent Bella Gelateria in Zhejiang. Why not check it out sometime?
So the article begins by saying, on a hot day, there's nothing better than some tasty ice cream to cool you down. So the phrase cool someone down means just what it sounds like, to make someone feel less hot. You could cool down by drinking iced tea, for example. We can actually also use the same phrase, cool someone down, to mean make someone less angry.
OK, Pat 刚刚解释呢这个用法 cool someone or cool something down, 这就是呢字面上的意思，就是呢让温度降低，例如呢天气好像太热了，那来吹一下冷气哦。The air conditioner can cool you down. 那呢它也可以引申为呢让情绪冷静下来，就好像 easy calm down 这样的意思，不要生气了。
OK, and we also saw the adjective tasty, tasty ice cream, T-A-S-T-Y, tasty. And tasty just means something that is good to eat. It's delicious. It just tastes really good. For example, the cookies were so tasty that I had another one.
Okay.
And then another one.
好，讲到呢 tasty 这个单字，你可能会想到那一家服务很周到的这个西餐厅哦。那这个字呢，事实上就是指很好吃、很美味的意思哦。从动词 taste 来 ，taste 这个字呢，就是尝尝看、尝味道这个动作。现在 tasty 就是形容这个滋味很好、味道很好吃哦。像刚刚 Pat 说的另外一个单字 delicious， 就是呢表示很美味。那课文这边呢，就是说呢，没有事情比吃冰更开心了。There's nothing better than， 所以呢，我们可以说 there's nothing like 一样的意思哦，表示呢没有东西更好，没有东西可以。比较就是呢表示最好的 So there's nothing better than the ice cream, huh? Well, our article adds, unless of course you have some gelato.
Yeah, so, but what is gelato? Well, the next sentence explains, saying gelato is ice cream made in the Italian style. Now, the word style, S-T-Y-L-E, style, means the way in which something is done. For example, two managers at a company might have different styles of management. One might be more strict, the other more friendly. One might be formal, the other informal. By the Italian style, we mean that this kind of ice cream is made the way the Italians make it, which is different from the way ice cream is made in other countries.
Okay, style 这个字呢，你最常看到的大概是在讲时尚哦，讲流行穿搭，指的是你的造型，或是呢，它可以当做动词，例如呢 ，style your hair， 给你的头发做造型哦。所以呢，要形容很有型呢，你就可以用这个形容词 stylish， 或者是呢，今天是另外一个意思哦。刚刚说的是呢，你的穿搭、你的 style、你的路数、你的造型。那这边呢是说做冰淇淋的这个方法、哦，我们中文就会翻译为方法这样的意思。所以呢，刚刚 Pat 就举例说呢，每个主管呢，他可能会有不同的管理方式。那冰淇淋一样呢，有很多做法。Gelato 呢，就是意大利风格，意大利人的做法做出来的。Okay, the article wants to emphasize that ice cream and gelato are different. It says the two desserts are not one and the same, though.
Yeah, this phrase "one and the same." In this case, they're not one and the same. Is today's shortcut for you? One and the same. So let's listen to a dialogue that will help to explain it.
Shortcut for you.
Hey, how was your vacation?
Great, actually.
Where did you go again?
I went to Holland.
Wow, isn't that in the Netherlands?
Actually, they're one and the same.
Pardon me? How can they be one and the same?
To be one and the same means two things are the same.
I see, one and the same is 完全一样同一个
That's right. Holland and the Netherlands are one and the same. The country just has two names.
Did you go anywhere else on your trip?
Oh, I went to Great Britain for a couple days.
That's in the UK, right?
Well, they're one and the same.
Welcome back. So if two things are identical, we can say they are one and the same. However, gelato and ice cream are not one and the same.
Okay, 英文里面呢，我们会说一样哦，我们会说 the same.The same as 什么东西？例如呢 ，gelato is not the same as ice cream. Gelato 呢跟冰淇淋不一样。注意到呢，我们会用一个 as 两个不同的东西。那呢，所以课文说呢 ，they are not one and the same. Now you might be asking yourself, why? What's the difference? So now it's time to explain. The article says, for one thing, ice cream is made with more cream.
Yep. When we start a sentence with for one thing, it means we're going to give a reason for something.And this phrase also indicates there are more reasons to follow. So a future sentence in the same paragraph might start with for another.
OK, 我们说话呢会在写作文的时候尤其是当你在论述一个事情呢有不同的理由你会说呢一方面怎么样另一方面怎么样英文呢我们就可以说 for one thing 后面呢加上另一方面你会说呢 for another 这两个是配在一起的这是非常常看到的用法那另外呢你也可以说呢 on one hand 在一只手上面 on the other hand 另一只手上面表示一样的意思一方面怎么样另一方面怎么样马上的课文就会看到这个句子 OK, so ice cream contains more cream you areAlso adds, gelato, on the other hand, uses more milk.
Yeah, Sam talked a little bit there about this phrase, on one hand, on the other hand. The phrase, on the other hand, shows a contrast. It is often paired with, on the one hand, on the other hand, but it doesn't have to be paired that way. Anyway, what does all this about cream and milk actually mean? The article explains, thus...Ice cream is higher in fat compared to gelato, containing 10 to 14% fat to gelato's 4 to 8% fat. Now we use the phrase compared to when we want to compare two things and see how they are similar or different.
OK, compare 这个字呢就是比较的意思，所以 compare to 表示呢比起后面那个东西，前面的这个东西呢比起来怎么样。所以呢注意到我们如果用形容词呢会使用比较级的形容词，例如课文说呢含有比较高的含量，比较高，所以我们用 higher。 OK, 一样的用法，你可以说 by comparison with. Here's another difference between the desserts. The article says, however, gelato contains more sugar.
OK, so gelato more sugar, ice cream more fat. So you can kind of think about it health-wise, which one may or may not be better. The article also adds some more information about the difference between the two things, saying another difference is how they are made. So here we're not just talking about the ingredients, we're talking about the process.
Okay, the article explains ice cream is churned faster and harder than gelato.
To churn, C-H-U-R-N, churn, means to shake milk or cream, which is how you make butter, or in this case, ice cream.
OK, churn 这个字呢就是搅拌的意思，它特别指呢非常激烈的搅拌，比方说你在打发鲜奶油或者做蛋糕要打发蛋白这样的动作。The article explains that this introduces more air into ice cream, making it fluffier.
So here, the verb introduce, 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 means to put something into something, so the air into the ice cream. We could also use this word when we say introduce animals into a new environment. And we also saw the word fluffy, F-L-U-F-F-Y, fluffy, which when we're talking about food means light and full of air.
OK, 这边两个单字，首先看到 introduce 这个字、哦、通常呢我们看到这个都是指介绍的意思，例如呢 introduce yourself, 介绍一下你自己，但这边呢则是引入的意思、哦、例如刚刚 Pat 说呢把动物带进新的环境里面，那课文这边呢则是把空气带进冰淇淋里面，很多空气的话呢这个食物呢就会怎么样，很轻盈很蓬松、哦、那呢我们就可以用 fluffy 这个形容词来形容。最重要呢 fluffy 这个字呢通常是用来形容一些像是小狗毛茸茸的很蓬松很可爱的样子，也可以说 fluffy. Next, the article says, gelato, meanwhile, is thicker and has a richer taste.
Here, meanwhile, M-E-A-N-W-H-I-L-E, meanwhile, is used as a contrast word, kind of the same as however, or the phrase we used earlier, the on the other hand. Here's an example of how we can use meanwhile. I don't eat meat.My brother, meanwhile, loves steak.
OK, 记得呢我们刚刚讲的 on the other hand 这个单词、哦、另一方面 meanwhile 呢在这边就是类似的意思，然而不过另一方面怎么样这样的意思，前后的句子是相对的，那你当然也可以说 however, 然而。另一个有点不太一样的翻译、哦、你会看到同时这样子的翻译，例如呢看料理节目呢他会告诉你说现在正在烧水， meanwhile you can start to cut the onions, 在烧水的同时呢你可以来开始切洋葱了，这时候呢就会翻译为同时而不是不过，所以呢有这样子不一样的翻译要特别注意。 The article continues the idea and that about gelato's taste. It says popular flavors include chocolate, fruit and nut.
Oh, I'm just getting hungry now.
Yeah.
Now some things flavor, F-L-A-V-O-R, flavor means the taste of something, and usually one thing tastes differently from another thing, one thing's flavor is different from another thing's flavor, and so it's easy to identify, like this drink is orange flavor. We also use flavor to mean the different sorts of something, and kind of both work for ice cream, so different flavors of ice cream kind of means different types of ice cream, as well as telling you what they taste like. So here we mention nut, fruit, and chocolate flavors.
OK, 还记得呢我们开头说 tasty 很好吃的，那 taste 呢这个动词表示尝一口，当作名词呢它就可以指这个食物的滋味哦。那 flavor 这个字也是一样，它可以指这个东西的滋味哦。有的时候更多时候呢我们会翻译为口味，例如呢冰淇淋有各种口味，像是巧克力、水果、坚果等等不同的口味，我们呢就会用 flavor 这个字。OK, you might be wondering where you can get some gelato. Our article says, luckily you don't have to travel all the way to Italy to try this delicious dessert.
Which is I don't want to go all the way there. I don't want to have to travel to Italy just to get this stuff.
Okay.
So where can you get it in Taiwan? The article says there are many places that serve gelato in Taiwan, including the excellent Bella Gelateria in Taichung. And I've been there, and it is great.
Okay, so I will have to be there.
Yeah, you've got to go there. Check it out.
Okay, the article finishes by saying, why not check it out sometime?
Exactly my point. Why not check it out sometime? Now, to check something out means to visit that thing, look at that thing, or try that thing. We also use the word sometime. It's all one word, S-O-M-E-T-I-M-E, sometime. And it's an adverb meaning at some time in the future that we don't name, we don't know about it, we don't say, we don't specify the time. We just say sometime. For example, let's go to the restaurant sometime. Let's go to that restaurant sometime.
OK, 最后呢我们看到 sometime 这个字不要和 sometimes 搞错了，虽然说多了一个 s， 意思呢是完全不一样。 sometime 这个字呢就是我们说的改天有空的时候，它不是一个特别的时间点呢。例如像课文这边呢，我们说 why not check it out sometime， check it out 就是去看一看哦， sometime 就是我们改天一起去看一看吧，这样子的意思。 OK, that's the end of the article, so it's time for our For You chat question.
For You chat. So today's question, appropriately enough, is what are your favorite ice cream flavors?And which ones don't you like? If indeed there are any that you don't like.
Well, I like all the flavors, first、mm-hmm. I have to say. But my favorite ice cream flavor, I would say there's a flavor called strawberry cheesecake.
Oh, okay. So it's a bit like strawberry, but also with a bit of the cheese.
Yes,
yes, does it have little crunchy bits?
Yes,
oh,
yes.
Oh, nice. Okay.、my favorite is probably coconut.
Coconut.
Yeah, I love coconut ice cream. I like all the different nut flavors, you know, almond or pistachio or...macadamia, the shuaido, they're all really good. I'm not a big fan of chocolate, actually.
Really? Everybody loves chocolate.
Well, not everybody. I find that ice cream has a very strong taste, and it's a little overpowering. So if you're mixing it with other flavors...all you really taste is the chocolate. It's、
okay.
a bit too strong.
What if it's only chocolate?
No, you see, it's a bit too... I mean, especially if it's the really dark chocolate, it's、a little bit too bitter for me. I would prefer to maybe a bit of something chocolate, maybe chocolate buttons in the ice cream.
Okay.
But just chocolate by itself is not really my favorite. Speaking of ice creams, have you been to a fairly new store in the S-Light in、near Taipei 101?
No.
Okay. Check it out. I think it's called something like Ebanks and Bolio, something like that. It's amazing. Crazy flavors, huge ice creams. That's another place you've got to look.
Okay.
However, it's not gelato. It's regular ice cream. For gelato, you want to go to Bella Gelateria or some other places like that. Check out some gelato. See what you think. All right. That is all the time we've got. And all this talk of ice cream and gelato has, if you're anything like me, made you want to head out and get some right now. That's what I'm going to do. We'll talk to you again next time. Thanks for listening. For English for You, I'm Pat.
And I'm Sam.
Bye-bye.
Treat yourself to some gelato. On a hot day, there's nothing better than some tasty ice cream to cool you down. Unless, of course, you have some gelato. Gelato is ice cream made in the Italian style. The two desserts are not one and the same, though.For one thing, ice cream is made with more cream. Gelato, on the other hand, uses more milk. Thus, ice cream is higher in fat compared to gelato, containing 10 to 14% fat to gelato's 4 to 8%. However, gelato contains more sugar. Another difference is how they are made. Ice cream is churned faster and harder than gelato.This introduces more air into ice cream, making it fluffier. Gelato, meanwhile, is thicker and has a richer taste. Popular flavors include chocolate, fruit, and nut. Luckily, you don't have to travel all the way to Italy to try this delicious dessert. There are many places that serve gelato in Taiwan.Including the excellent Bella Gelateria in Taichung. Why not check it out sometime?
Vocabulary Review.
Tasty. The pizza from this restaurant is so tasty that I go there pretty often. Style. This office building was designed in a very modern style, with many open spaces and lots of natural light. Introduce. If we introduce wolves into this area, it will reduce the number of deer. Meanwhile, Lucy loves to go outside in her free time. Mary, meanwhile, prefers to stay indoors with a good book. Flavor. This drink comes in lemon, orange, and strawberry flavors. Sometime. Why don't you come over sometime and play computer games with me?